Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. The Office of Youth Affairs will host a proclamation reading of International Youth Day 2024, which has a theme of From Clicks to Progress, Youth Digital Pathways for Sustainable Development. A government spokesperson said International Youth Day is an annual observation that highlights the importance of young people in the global community. It serves as an opportunity to raise awareness for the challenges and opportunities facing the world's youth and to celebrate their achievements and contributions. This year's theme, From Clicks to Progress, underscores the significant role of young people in driving digitalization and innovation. As the largest demographic of users and developers, youth are the forefront of adapting new technologies and shaping digital trends. They are leading digital processes and creating data-driven solutions for a brighter future. Meanwhile, the government announced that the short-term relief application is now available online. You will recall about 2 months ago when this announcement was made about the short-term relief application. The government said, quote, for persons experiencing sudden hardships, you can apply to the Department of Financial Assistance for the short-term relief, and you can apply online at forms.gov.bm/strb. The government previously announced that the introduction legislation to establish a framework to provide immediate financial support on short-term basis, which will provide $1,500 per month for those who do qualify.
Eligibility, qualifications of a person to apply for the benefit, and the stipulated criteria that must be met. Amount, the benefit is a legislated $1,500 per month. Duration, recipients can receive the benefit for up to 3 months in a financial year. Process, every application for the short-term benefit must be made in writing on an approved form submitted digitally or in person to the director with documented proof of eligibility and evidence of sudden financial hardship. Conditions, the benefit recipients must comply with specified conditions in the bill, some of which include notifications to the director of any financial change in one's circumstance while receiving the relief benefit, any sudden change that would make one ineligible for the benefit, of any intention to travel outside of Bermuda, and if one becomes a recipient of a financial assistance award.
The government said that the short-term relief benefit payment is payable to individuals, not to households. Individuals must apply and then prove that they are experiencing the sudden hardship and the impact it may have on their household. And closing up your sports-related news, the Paris 2024 Olympic Games have officially ended. Bermuda had 8 athletes, 6 of them were making their Olympic debut, and all of them displayed Bermuda pride in their events. Many of them are looking forward and are already preparing for the next games in LA of 2028. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.